Personally, I find this table to be so interesting, specifically in regards to Flannery O'Connor's statement about how Christian writers have a better eye for the perverse and the grotesque in regards to picking those things out and writing about them. Because if you look at this list, the Christian category is the second to smallest, which I'm not putting a huge emphasis on that, but it's just interesting to note, and especially when you account for the fact that the biggest category goes to the writers who identified as agnostic. And if you look at some of these writers, like obviously you have Joseph Conrad, who wrote Heart of Darkness, which is a very dark novella. You have Arthur Miller, who wrote a lot of dark plays, a lot of dark dramas. You have Kurt Vonnegut, who is obviously known for writing some darker things. Virginia Woolf is known for writing some darker things. Vladimir Nabokov, it falls into the agnostic category. Obviously, you think of Lolita when you hear Vladimir Nabokov, and that's a very unsettling novel. But Vladimir Nabokov did make the statement that he was profoundly indifferent towards religion. It's just everybody in these categories are people that you recognize. Joseph Heller and Catch-22, Aldous Huxley and Brave New World. All these people, Mary Shelley and Frankenstein, John Steinbeck and Of Mice and Men. I'm talking about every single writer on this list is capable and has probably written something that's dark or perverse or grotesque. And that's what writing is. There's something to be said about every writer on this table. It's hard to pick out one of these people and try to disprove their literary merit. You know, they're all great writers. They're all acclaimed writers. They're all really beautiful writers. And I don't think that the part of the table that they're under accounts for any of that or makes a difference as to whether they're good or not.